Several years ago, filmmaker Alex Eves decided to simplify his life, to downsize.
I'm sitting in the living room, but now I'm touching both the kitchen and the bedroom at the same time.
Eves embraced the tiny house movement. He converted an old 17-foot box truck into a 98-square-foot home.
There is a kitchen, there's cooking, there's a bathroom fully waterproof with a shower and a toilet. There's a small office, there's a wardrobe, there's a living room couch, there's a bed, lots of hidden storage.
It's a charming, cozy space constructed entirely with salvaged, repurposed materials.
There's dumpsters full of lumber and junk everywhere.
Tiny house designer Derek Diedrichsen.
We talk about in the film, it's a triumph over junk. You're finding stuff that's deemed unused, unloved, unwanted, and finding a really good use for it.
In the box truck film, you'll learn the story behind the kitchen sink.
So that was my grandmother's lobster pot, and we just, after some trial and error, figured out how to drill a hole through it, and now it's my sink.
A skateboard wheel is the bathroom doorknob. A drumstick became a drawer pull.
People ask why small houses, tinier houses, there's less to pay for initially, less mortgage, no mortgage, less to heat, less to maintain, less to clean.
This is super beneficial for the planet, you know, but like, who doesn't want to save money?
In Rye, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.